Hi, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, situated on UBC's Vancouver campus, broadcasting from UBC's Vancouver campus, which is situated on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. It's Thursday at 11 a.m, which means Horny Music is live. I'm your host, Stan. The show is Horny Music. The music will have horns in, trumpets, saxophones, that kind of thing. This week, the theme, or focus, is Ibrahim Malouf, a French-Lebanese trumpet player that my dad actually put me on because he heard him on the radio. I'll talk more about him later, but I'm really keen to play some of his music. So we'll start with a song called Mava in Wonderland from his album Diagnostic. This is by Ibrahim Malouf.
We'll be right back.
banger. That was Maeve in Wonderland by Ibrahim Malouf. I really like that track. I think that's one of the first ones I heard, and I just immediately loved it. I think it's great. It just, he's really cool. Okay, about him. He was born in Beirut 5 years after the start of the Lebanese Civil War, and his dad was 24 and dreamed of becoming a trumpet player himself, actually. And they moved to Paris and never returned. And his dad is also a very accomplished trumpet player and invented the four-valve trumpet, which is really cool. Trumpets normally have three valves, for those unaware, and they play the normal Western range of notes with flats and sharps. And what they don't do normally is play microtonal music. And Arabic music has notes that don't exist in Western music, like half sharps and half flats, so smaller intervals of notes that to someone who's grown up only listening to Western music can sometimes sound wrong. Especially there's a few like Western artists that do microtonal music, and there's definitely sometimes where it like doesn't feel like it fits as much. But it's where the source is, these like other notes. It's like in jazz, there's no wrong notes. Anyway, they sound really cool, and the trumpet can't normally play them. So his dad was like, let's fix that, and made one. And that's the kind of trumpet that Ibrahim plays. It's got an extra valve, which looks so weird to me, and it allows him to play, like mix like the macabre, which is like a collection of tones. I don't know that much about Arabic music, unfortunately. I'd like to know more. But mix these like different patterns and collections of pitches and stuff with Western music. Although to him, he's just making his music. It's not a certain kind. But yeah, he's been playing for a while, but he got nominated for a Grammy in 2022. Quincy Jones, the famous jazz musician and producer, spotted him at the Montreux Jazz Festival. He's been nominated for two Grammys since then. He's also played like with Stevie Wonder, Sting, John Batiste, and Jacob Collier. And the next track is with John Batiste. This is Free Spirit duo version by Ibrahim Malouf and John Batiste. Thank you. So that was Abraham Maloof and John Batiste with Free Spirit. John Batiste is hella cool as well. You should definitely go check him out. He's won 5 Grammys, which is just showing off at that point. Done some really cool collaborations with Hot 8 Brass Band, actually, who we had on the show a few weeks ago. And then one of my favorites. And he's cool. There's another duo version of an Ibrahim Maloof song coming up later. I think he performs really well with other people. I was watching the YouTube video for that song, and I don't think the artist is named on Spotify, but he's on YouTube, and just the sort of back and forth that they have. It's a guitar player. It's really nice. The whole show isn't just Ibrahim. I thought the angle I should take was Lebanon, Lebanese music. I already know that I love Lebanese food. There's a Lebanese place in Leeds in the north of England where I'm from, which won the best Lebanese food in the UK at some awards ceremony, which was really funny because the owners weren't Lebanese and apparently loads of people were pissed at them, were annoyed at them, but they made really, really, really good food. Anyway, I don't know if it's the best in the UK, but it's definitely delicious with the tomb and the hummus. And anyway, getting distracted. I'm really hungry. I had a small breakfast. The next song we've got is by someone that I hadn't heard of, but probably should have, which is Fadouz, who has sold 150 million records. She's had a 6-decade career and produced a ridiculous amount of music, 1,500 songs or something. And is one of the most celebrated singers in the history of the Arab world, apparently. A world I'm not from, but the music slaps. This is Alula from the album Marif Defik by Fadouz. Thank you.
Are you a writer?
Listener?
Dreamer?
Music nerd?
Want to cover artists?
Visit venues?
Write something?
Events?
Personal essays?
Anything!
Submit to Discorder magazine and then take it a step further on Hail Discordia with your hosts, Zoe
and Izzy. Hail Discordia is an audio translation of Discorder magazine. We interview writers, play music and soundscapes, and do a deep dive of each zine issue. Hail Discordia plays at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the third Thursday of every month on CITR 101.9 FM.
Submit something for the magazine and come onto the show, or just tune in and listen. We promise it's worth it.
Harmonic hooligans, we're gonna be your three little music friends. Every second Thursday at 2 p.m. We're here for Music Time, CITR 101.9.
So, we just heard Alula by Fadus, which was really nice. I like that track. We have her son up next, actually, Ziad Rabani. I can't remember where I found this track. I think it was somewhere really random. Maybe it was in one of the Habibi Funk collections, which you should go and find if you haven't yet. It's, I think, this German DJ. I might have mentioned it on another show. This German, I don't know where he's from. I'll get back to you on that one. But it's a collection of really, really cool Arabic music. There's like 40 different playlists that are like compendiums. Anyway, I will be back after Kalas by Ziad Rabani.
بأي حديث
If you're just tuning in, this is Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, Stan. The theme this week, playing music with horns in, is Ibrahim Malouf, a French-Lebanese trumpeter, and by extension, other horny music from Lebanon. Shout out to some people listening. I know my friend Charlie is listening in. Thanks, Charlie. Shout out to Ellie, the mother of my children. For my parents who might be listening, that's a joke. The next track, and shout out to Seth, who isn't here yet, but I think he's coming to keep me company in the studio. Feel free, in fact, I'd love for anyone listening to get in touch at Horny Music Show on Instagram or hornymusicshow@gmail.com. Email me, DM me, songs you like, things you want to be played, things you think I did wrong or well, so I can do more or less of them. But while you think about that, and hopefully message in, because I love it when people do. It doesn't happen very often. This is the track I was talking about earlier. The really nice duo. It's called Questions and Answers by Ibrahim Malouf from the album 40 Melodies.
Thank you.
That was Questions and Answers by Ibrahim Malouf, who I forgot to mention, and this is pretty cool, was also the first jazz musician ever to fill France's largest concert hall. I don't know how big France's largest concert hall is compared to other concert halls around the world, but that's still pretty cool. The last track, I need to go and find out who the guitarist is on that, because it's a really nice guitar. And it was named on the YouTube video that I mentioned earlier. Anyway, we've got another quick track from Fairuz, Lada 83, and then we'll go straight into another Ibrahim Malouf track, because A, I think he's great, and B, his music is varied enough that I feel completely comfortable playing quite a lot of it in one show. It's just really cool. Anyway, Lada by Fairuz, and then Essentials by Ibrahim. That's a nice one. I hope you agree with what I said earlier about the variety of music that Ibrahim makes. That one's really cool, but it's really cool, and it doesn't sound like the other stuff he was making. We'll be right back after this short ad break.
Joy of riding a bike missing from your life? No worries. Ride On Bike Shop has got you covered. Ride On has the best deals in town for new and used bikes, top-notch servicing, and all the parts or accessories you've been dreaming about. Whether you've got a little one who needs to learn how to ride, or if you're about to go on the Tour de France, Ride On is the place for you. We'll also happily pick up your old bikes and recycle them back into the community. Located on 2255 West Broadway, we are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. from Tuesday to Saturday. That's RIDEON Bike Shop. See you there!
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
What's Pilate? He fiddled well.
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Night Watch Show. What's your job?
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Thank you for your patience. I really like his music, so thanks again, Dad, for putting me onto him. Another Ibrahim Maalouf track here. This is Love Anthem.
Thank you.
That's a banger. That one's awesome. I was boogieing in the studio. I like all the tempo changes. And also a really catchy riff, really catchy lick. Anyway, we have the Tress Brasser track, the penultimate, maybe penultimate track, depending on how much I talk for. It was going to be something else, and now it's something else. But I'm in quite a relaxed, well, that last, it's a very different vibe. We're bringing the energy down a little bit, winding down. I think the last track will get back up again, though, so get ready for that. But this is in my monthly April playlist. I can't remember where I found it, but I really like it. This is Busy on a Saturday Night by King Garbage, and this is not Lebanese. This is the Tress Brasser track that doesn't fit the theme. Enjoy.
Paradise at M&A line. Shadows learn to reappear nightly. To argue all your innermost finding. Signing conversations to
we'll be right back.
I always forget about the end of that song because it's completely different and really throws me off. But that was Busy on a Saturday Night by King Garbage, where almost drawing to a close of this week's episode of Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM. But This Is Lebanon is the name of the next track, and also kind of the theme of the episode. This one, I think, I can't remember, we'll both remember what this sounds like together, but it's by Carol Samaha and Lorette Helu from the album New Order, and This Is Lebanon.
اشتقنا ما اشتقتوا رحنا وجينا كتبنا الحضارة فتوى للشوارب دق الجرن صب الكاس جبل التبولة عايد للزلم رقص وطقش وفقش نقيش جدودنا هو هو في ناس من كتر ما حبوا وطنهم قضيوا عليه
Hey,
So we've reached that time where I have to say my sad farewell to all the lovely people that were listening in. Thank you to Matthew, who I didn't shout out earlier, and who thinks this song is fire, and the guy that was just talking has mad flow. If you missed any of the episode, I will be trying to get that out within the next hour or two, so you can check the track list as well. But we're going to leave you with a final Ibrahim Malouf track, which we won't be able to play all of, because, you know, on the hour. But this has been Horny Music on CITR 101.9 FM with your host, Stan. And we'll be back next week, as usual, and I hope you enjoyed the show. The theme was Ibrahim Malouf, and the final track is Ibrahim Malouf. Thanks again for listening, and I'll see you next week. Already said bye, but this bangs. This is awesome. Anyway, enjoy.
you ask him, man.